So the festive season is coming up, and it's kind of something I dread for one of two reasons. Mom's birthday is on the 24th, day before Christmas. Kind of throws everything out of season and out of everything and out of place. But the other thing about it is, I think everybody dreads going home for holidays. Everybody gets together. There's a whole bunch of relationships that you need to manage. There's a whole lot of considerations you need to have in regard. There's just a whole lot of stuff, because there's a whole lot of personalities that come together, and you have to sort of navigate that in some kind of, if what feels like a landmine infested piece of land. And I dread it. I'm sorry to say that, but I don't think that I'm the only one that feels that it's crazy, you know? So the whole idea of what I'm trying to say is that family dynamics is basically an interaction between family members. It's all it is. So they think it's all that it is. But at the end of the day, not every two people have the same way in which they're treated. Not every two people have the same way in which they're spoken to. So you've got to keep that in mind and do all of these things. It's wonderful, flowery things. It just, at the end of the day, seem like more like a job that you're not getting paid for to do all the things you need to do. It's a lot. It's just so much. And, you know, come the festive times, you know, everybody in the year for like 360 odd days, everybody's kind of just chasing their own dream and just trying to make do with what they can do and trying to deal with their problems. And then come festive, my goodness, the shenanigans that can go on there. I'm getting goosebumps and jitters, and my stomach is in the knot just thinking about having to go home. Anyways, there's a few factors that, you know, I started reading up, because, I mean, I couldn't understand why I was so fraught about at the thought of having to go home. So I started doing some research, and I really wanted to understand what are the most common factors in that affect family dynamics, you know? And one of them is money. You get, for example, if we're all going to the grandparents, and your grandparents have a set of kids, right? And each kid has their own family, and their family has a family, and of the five kids, if grandma has five kids, then you find that two are very successful, two are living, you know, a while off, and then you've just got that one that just doesn't make it. And every time you get home, it feels like it's all about the money, it's all about the Benjamins. And it really isn't about the Benjamins, because if we've got an environment where we can help each other out, and it's not always, you know, you don't get the people that have make the have-nots feel like they ain't worth anything, then I don't think that should be a problem. But that's just one of the factors, you know. Money can be a really sore topic. It gets a sore topic all over relationships. It doesn't matter which type of relationship. Money just tends to have a way to do things like that. Another one is time. We seldomly have time for each other during the course of the year, and these things come out. You know, I needed you to do this and this and that, and you didn't have the time for me, and now come all of a sudden during festive, you need me to go and do this A, B, C, and D. And it can be a strenuous time. It really can, because everybody's living their life for what seems like an eternity. 11 months is a really long time, and so many things happen during that time. And in the 12th month, one is expecting everybody to drop what they're doing in order to accommodate them. And that's kind of that bullying tendency we see, that you have one that is more predominantly capable of pushing everybody into the things that they want to do. I don't want to dwell into any of these things. I'm just saying the size of the family can also make you feel like the bigger the family, the less time people feel they have to mingle with everybody else. Also, if you're looking at it from like a disparity in age, then you've got this situation where the oldest one cannot relate to the youngest one because the gap is too wide. You know what I mean? You know, it could be grandmother, grandchild, or grandmother, great-grandchild, or uncle and aunt, but the gap is just too big, and so people just kind of sort of don't know how to interact with each other, because I guess what's important to them isn't as important to the next person. Personalities, I'm not even going to touch that, because we have so many of them in a family, and you get one that has like 9 on his own. So let's not even go there. I don't even need to explain personalities. Everybody's got a way of just doing what they need to do the best way they know how to do it. An educational background. You know, personal experience, I went to a white school as a black child. And I was one of the first kids to go to a white school, in a white, a black child in a black family to go to a white school. So it's one of those things where I was always looked, people thought that I thought too highly of myself. It wasn't a decision I made, and that's what the only thing they needed to understand. I mean, it helped me guilt-ridden for so long, or for so long that I couldn't, I didn't know how to. I really didn't know how to cope with the fact that people thought that I thought that I was better than anybody else. But that wasn't a decision that I had, or that was within my power. When my parents decided to put me into a white school, it was their decision. And, you know, the sooner I got to learn that, you know, the easier life got, because I couldn't be blamed for my parents' decisions. It's not about where you went to school. Sometimes it's just what you make of the education. I mean, if you do have a really poor education and you really want to better yourself, get up and go do it. I'm not going to be held hostage over that situation. I mean, family is just something I do not understand. And I don't think anybody does. And I mean, even the best psychologists have difficulties navigating their way around it. But it is what it is. Family dynamics are not always the easiest way of doing things. Okay, so I was reading this something, and then and I came across this quote, and I just wanted to share it with everybody. It's like, for Christmas, when you're going on holidays, or you're going home for the holidays, the best thing you can do is to ask Santa either for a Valium or to never stop praying when you're going, for just peace of mind and sanity, is all I'm saying. I mean, don't get me twisted. I love family. I love my family. It's just, there's a few things where we lock heads, and I don't know how to make them understand, because growing up as a black child, you have to understand that the dynamics aren't always as open as they are in a white family. You know, and you get a situation where white parents tend to talk to their children about just about everything. For us, it becomes a taboo. Then we don't know what we're supposed to do with these feelings. Now you've got them, and, you know, almost everything that isn't allowed to be discussed, the way parents, black parents, feel it's uncomfortable to talk about, then they make it a taboo. So you've got this communication channel that doesn't exist in a lot in black houses. But I see that a lot of people are coming around, especially the black folk, are coming around because they're sending their kids to, you know, to culturally diverse schools. And these kids are able to adapt and to get into this, into a different way of doing things and learning new ways of dealing with certain things. So it's just, you know, it goes on. I don't really want to let this clip go for past 10 minutes because I'm still trying to get acclimatized to this whole thing. So there were a few ways that we wanted to make holidays easier for people when you are around it. I have four. I don't particularly want to delve into each and every one of them with an extended period. I just really want to kind of, you know, name it and then, you know, speak briefly about it, and then we move on with our lives. So the first one is to create a solid understanding of who you are and what matters to you. As soon as you know your boundaries, you've created these boundaries, and that can really be read in with the fourth one, is that once you can explain to the people around you that this is what works for you and what doesn't work for you, then they can also then do the same thing, and you can find a common ground. Okay, that's number one. Create a solid understanding of who you are and what matters to you. Number two is don't try and solve other people's problems. Okay, people are gonna have problems. Don't act like a know-it-all, because not everybody likes a know-it-all, right? People will have problems. Sometimes they just want to share. Be that person who listens. Number three is allow other people their autonomy and their opinions. You're not always right. Okay, in a family setup, even if you are right, you're not always right. So allow people to vent, allow people to you know, to give out their opinions and what they believe could be the right thing to do. All right. The fourth one is set boundaries that make you feel good. As much as you're setting boundaries, don't let another person's boundaries push you into something that doesn't make you feel comfortable. Look, guys, I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to everything that I've had to say. Clearly, I've still got a long way to go in making this thing a success, but I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to keep at it just until, you know, we get there. We get to that place where it's better than where we started. You know, they say that the ladder of a thing, or the ending of a thing, is better than its beginning. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you for taking the time out. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys so much. God bless you all, and have a great festive season. May you and your families learn how to just, you know, navigate each other. Just, you know, be calm in doing what you're doing. Remember that it's a time for Thanksgiving. It's a time for blessings. Family are blessings after all, no matter how difficult they become. Enjoy each other. Spend as much time together. Tomorrow isn't guaranteed for anybody. Tell everybody you love them when you get the chance to. And let's try and keep off of the angry side of family gatherings. I love you all. Peace.